do not accept that the trees and plants, they have got life? Do they accept or not?
Yeah, they see, they've recorded different types of living symptoms in plants and whatever. They see how plants react to different stimulus. And there was the experiments just that they actually react out of fear. They show symptoms of fear.
So they have soul or not?
Well, they say that the human beings haven't got a soul, so what to speak of the animals and the plants?
What do they mean by soul?
They don't mean anything. They think it's all just a chemical reaction. But nowadays they're doing more research into things like telepathy and what they call ESP, extrasensory perception, rather than just put it down to basic chemical reactions. They're thinking that there's something on a more subtle platform.
What is that platform?
It's what they call ESP, extrasensory perception. Something that you can't see, but it's still there. The influence of the mind over material objects.
Say that material objects are just like automobile, dead. Hmm. That they can't move without the influence of the spirit soul. So the human being or the trees or the jivas, we're seeing that the body is moving, so many things are taking place. How is it that in the universe, wind is blowing, the ocean is moving?
It is not. We are a small soul and a big soul, super soul. As the soul, if there is no soul, there is no pregnancy. Simply, matter this time is not pregnant. There must be soul. Similarly, this material combination, huge material combination, is simple as the body would. Without Buddha Sai Vishnu, there is no action.
Gautama Sai Vishnu is the superstar of the universe.
He is an ocean sun. Needs planet and in the universal ocean is God knows. Ocean, many planets can go deep down.
They're underneath the water?
Yes.
Said that the different living entities and lower forms of life, they've attained those lower forms of life due to their work in the human form?
Yes. A criminal is free. But if he again commits criminality, then again he is put into the jail. Like that. Our life is freedom. Now make your choice. But if you misuse it, then again go. Mama prapa nivartanti mukta samsara. back to Godhead. But if he does not take the chance, misuse it like animals, then again he goes back. Processes go back to home, back to Godhead, eternal life, blissful life. Another process is the cycle of birth and death in different species. So this human part of life is to make choice whether he wants to continue the cycle of birth and death in different species of life, or he wants to go back to home. If Krishna calls us, then he goes back to the world. Again, this is of life according to karma. As they are going to be fish, from fish, by nature's way, fish to the plants, then insects, in this way, then birds, then bees, again you and me. Again another chance. In this way, then. Bhavanam Janmanavante, similarly, after many, many births, when he comes to his senses, I have enjoyed very much. Now let me go away. Vasudeva Mang Prabhupada. Krishna sent me. Take me. Now Mahatma Sudurla. Such Mahatma, great soul, was accepted that Krishna is everything. That is very, very dearly found. Manasaran species. After many, many millions.
One takes the spiritual life. Is it the result of material exhaustion, or is it simply the Guru's mercy on him and nothing else?
Two ways. One is called sadhan siddhi, one is called vipassana. What is your question?
If when one comes to spiritual life, is he coming because of material exhaustion, so much pain in the material world, so therefore he is searching?
Voluntary.
Voluntary.
Yes. When one is actually incensed, then he comes to, so I have enjoyed. Now, no, I don't want. Now I want Krishna.
But is it the Guru?
That is voluntary.
Does the Guru give him that sense?
Yes. Guru is traveling all over the world. Take this sense. If one is fortunate, he can take.
Those persons who are atheistic, they say that God is created out of a necessity, that people have a necessity to have a father image, so therefore they create religion. This is their basic philosophy, that man creates his own religion. He creates it out of necessity. He needs a father image, so therefore he creates the idea of God.
Created? What is that?
No, they feel that we have created, man has created the idea of God out of necessity.
Out of insecurity.
He feels that
the atheists are saying that man needs God, although there's no God. He's very insecure in this world.
What is God?
They feel basically that it's an idea. Yeah. God is an idea.
And why this idea? Explain. What for this idea? Why this idea is necessary?
Basically, I think because in the Western countries there's no conception of God.
Those who have no conception, that is another thing. But those who talk of God, that there is God or there is no God. What is the conception of God? That is, why do they say there is no God? Why do they say there is God? That is not. Somebody accepts there is God, somebody does not accept. So, what are the two causes?
The basic principle is that God is there, so you either accept or reject Him.
One is doubtful, or one is convinced. The God is there. One is doubtful, he says, no, there is no God. My question is, why is the question of God there?
General consensus is that when one is in need of God, then they accept God. They don't think that out of knowledge.
That's what I'm asking. What is the concept? Why they need? Why they do not need? What? First of all, this like food. There is some idea that food is like this. Then the question of food. If there is no need of food, then why this food question?
It's like the child wants to be protected by the parent. There's that thinking that, so therefore people are feeling they want to be protected by God.
But there is necessity of
God. The child is always seeking
just
the protection
like the
of
child,
the parent.
Child, there is necessity of the parents. So the, and parent is there. Similarly, if you feel necessity of God, then God is there. Feeling the necessity of parents, the parents are there. Similarly, if you feel necessity of God, there is God in there.
They say that because people are feeling this necessity, it is a crutch.
You know, necessity means there is. Otherwise, why necessity? Why you feel hungry? There is necessity of food. Food is there. Feel necessity of light, the sun is there.
You mean, Srila Prabhupada, that in order to conceive of something, a thing must exist?
There is no conceive necessity. You require it. Just like when you are hungry, you require food. Food is there. Eyes want to see, therefore the object of seeing is there. The hand wants to touch, so the object of touching is there. The nose wants to smell, the object of smell is there. So as soon as you feel necessity, the thing is there.
And it's there even if you don't feel the necessity. It's there even if you don't feel the necessity.
Sure. That is another position. First of all, as soon as you feel necessity, the object is.
The object of necessity should not be God, but that it should be transferred to man.
No, I'm not talking of God. I say as soon as you feel necessity, the object is.
That necessity is our mistake. That is our insecurity.
If you are in mistake, then you are rascal, that's all. Mistake is committed by rascal. Now you are rascal. If you commit mistake, then you are a rascal. Then don't talk, stop talking. Who is going to hear a rascal? Send manual here. Feeling hungry, there is no necessity of food.
There is.
Who is that rascal? He said, no, there is no necessity of food. He's feeling hungry. He wants to eat something. And if he says, no, there is no necessity of food, then is he not rascal? If you say, now you are feeling the necessity of food, oh, that is my mistake. Is that answer?
They're feeling that some, some people have the necessity for God, but actually...
Why? That is the question. Why some people have? That means some people intelligent, some people less. Right. Less. This is that.
Yeah. Asked him is why that some people are feeling a necessity for God. That is the question you asked.
That is the difference between rascal and intelligent. That is how I learned. When the rascals were living, they did not feel the necessity of skyscraper. When intelligent Americans came, they feel it. That is the difference. Is that all right?
Yes, Prabhupada.
He is the mother of invention. There is a English proverb, is it not? So unless you feel necessity, you are asking.
We're taking out the other...
Dull matter. It has no necessity. There is dull matter. And as soon as you have got light, there is necessity. Without filling up necessity means dullness. Just like this, Hawaiians, original, you know, they did not feel the necessity of the skyscraper, motor car, or the sea. But when it was inhabited by the Americans, they felt necessity. There is a difference between advanced and not advanced.
Can one say that necessity for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending is animal life? And necessity for God is advanced life?
Certainly. Necessity means more you become advanced, the more necessary. Necessity is the mother of invention. Advanced means they're manufacturing so many things. There is no necessity of car. But people are advanced, they're inventing. Now, comfortably shelter. So necessity means advanced life. No necessity means dull life. Yes.
The atheists feel that they've put necessity on the wrong object.
Now that means they're rascals. If there is no necessity, that means dull life, dull brain. The madman will think there is no necessity of clothing. I can remain naked. And actually he remains. He's a madman. And a sensible man, he requires dress, nice dress, first class dress. So this is the difference between intelligent and dull. Dull has no necessity. Intelligent has necessity.
He has necessity for God.
Yeah. Manasalam sahasresu. Out of millions and millions of people, one has the necessity for Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Material sense. They are creating necessities, television. They are advanced. What is the use of television? There is no use. But this is advanced civilization.
In relative terms.
Yeah. Unless there is necessity, what is the advancement? There's dull matter. Jaidam dhajati jagat aprayam. The dull matter is inferior in energy. And the other prakriti, aprayam itasu vidhime prakriti para jiva bhuta mahabhav. The living entities. They have got necessity. Dull matter has no necessity. The more one is dull, his necessities are less. And those are advanced, his necessities are bigger.
Well, they argue that, say like in India where there was no great material development.
Then we shall judge the quality of necessity. That is another thing. First of all, necessities. Then quality.
Yeah.
festival, one we have to understand, the one who has no necessity is in the lower status. The one who has got necessity is in the higher status.
Yeah.
Then higher, who is the highest status? Finally, necessity is Krishna.
Yeah.
Krishna Mahaprabhu. Sunna itam jagat sattvam govindam pirayana. The necessity. That without Govinda, I am feeling everything better. That is necessity. That necessity is final.
Is this the anamoya, pranamoya, manamoya, like that?
There are so many stages. Here is the highest stages. Govinda virayana. Juga itam nimishena. For want of Govinda, I am thinking one moment is 12 years. Juga itam nimishena. Chakshusha pravishaya. I am crying like torrents of rain from my eyes. This is the highest necessity. This is also necessity. Juga itam nimishena chakshusha pravishaya. Sunna itam jagat sarvam. I don't see anything. Everything is vacant. And that you have experienced. If somebody whom you love very much, he dies, you think, I don't want any. World is vacant. I have no necessity for this world. This is also necessity. So we have to see, first of all, necessity. Then, quality of necessity. This is not. There is no necessity in this dull body. Similarly, when there is no necessity of God, when this is the lowest stage of it, Naradhama.
Animals.
Animals. Less than that. Naradhama. At least, rest of the mankind. If he does not feel the necessity of God, that means rest of the mankind. Necessity, a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Juga idam nimishena, chakshusha pravishaya. If Vaishnava says that I have no more necessity, but he has no more necessity of these false necessities, material.
Anattas.
Huh?
Anatta.
Anatta. They stop here. No more this material necessities. But he does not know that he cannot be without necessities. That they do not. They simply negate these false necessities. It's like disease. I do not want disease. And that does not mean I do not want health. So these askers, they're thinking that we do not want any more this material world. Brahma Sattva Jagat Nitya. But Vaishnava says, no, you must have the real thing. Then you can cease from these unreal necessities. Otherwise, after living for some time in Brahma Sattva, then you'll come, oh, it is useless, I don't enjoy, let me go again to open hospital and to engage me something. What is this? No work. That he cannot do. Arujya kichina parang padang tato patanti adha. We are living in this. We require engagement, necessities. So, give up necessities means this rascal necessities. And hankar for. There is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is sannyasi. He has no necessity. Why is he crying for Govinda? He has given up the whole world, sannyasa. And why is he crying for Govinda? That is the illness. Govinda Birahi Nami. Govinda necessity. The necessity is Govinda is not alone. There again, life. Again, Vrindavan. Again, Gopi. Again, dancing. Again, eating. Again, everything. That necessity.
Necessity, this is a symptom of weakness.
Rascal, it is weakness, there you are already in necessity of so many things. Make all the necessities zero. At last, he at least feel necessity of a woman that you cannot avoid. That's all. And then he will be punished with shoes. When you become a servant of woman, then he know what is the necessity. Become thief, you will become rascal, rogue, you will be beaten with shoes, and everything is gone. Now these are your necessities. These hippies, they have left no necessity. But the woman is there. That necessity is there. Nature is so powerful, you have to feel this necessity, and with this necessity, he requires so many necessities. What the madman does not talk and what the goat does not eat. This is a
boils down to this question of independence.
Huh?
They all want to be independent, but there's no chance.
In the kingdom of God, then he can become independent.
The idea of God is not for everyone, only for the Brahmanas. Those are Brahmanas. But then, Brahma Janati the Brahma. As it says, to give them chance to hear, then he'll get gradually idea of God. Not immediate. In the beginning, let him eat prasadam and chant rings. That's all. My dear friend, please come, chant with us, dance with us, and take prasadam.